Eloy and I were in a sitcom, he'd be Boner.
Richard Stabone.
Right. Yeah. Look. Notice how
Dart. Somehow Ryan would be Stinky.
You would totally be Boner, Bales.
No way.
Break. No. Yes. Way. Way. Rick, you would Rick totally Stabone. Be Boner, dude. You're gonna throw Boner on me. I'm throwing Boner on you.
Oh, he's gonna throw some Boner on you. All right.
I'm throwing you repeatedly.
You bunch of Boner throwers.
What are you packing, Eloy? Flush.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Press record. We're talking about Bales and something we can't talk about. And by the way, audience, let's put it this way. It ends up that Bales is flush, but Ryan presses record, and all of a sudden, he throws the ball in my court.
Yep.
And then there was a lovely scene in the parlor.
The movie starts with the bus halfway over your back.
Yeah, okay. And we're not supposed to talk about the problems with Bales and Flush.
Yeah.
Great.
Flush the toilet, baby.
That's some nice branded gear you're sporting there, Doc.
I was handed this by the man himself.
Wait, the owner of the company?
No, Paul.
Oh, Paul. Oh, so Paul's the man.
Yep. Well,
The spokesman,
the closest, the jack man. It's the closest I get to the man.
I just realized where that sound comes from when I'm editing.
Who is it? You?
It's Dot.
What sound?
Sit your thing back on your desk again.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez, sounds like a freaking
gong. We're on the gong show, hosted by Doc.
No, it sounds I'll start
putting it over here.
Sounds like a floor tom.
I like the fingernail clippers that are in view there. It's like a rear view mirror ornament.
So I don't lose them.
Yeah. So you don't lose them. Put them on your keychain if you're that concerned.
The whiteboard's in view now.
Is it?
Oh,
can't see the whiteboard.
Let's pick something off the whiteboard. That'd be fun. Yeah.
Wheel of whiteboard. Okay, so two things I have written down here. I hear you and Eloy talk a lot about bands that you enjoyed, but one came up, and you've only both kind of touched on it lightly. I would like to hear your thoughts on Van Halen.
Ooh, Van Halen. You know, I wasn't into Van Halen early on. I probably didn't get into them until they were Van Hagar.
Dude, where the hell were you? Dude, what the hell's what the heck is wrong with you, dude?
Because I was listening to Motley Crue.
We grew up freaking listening, dude. Then you weren't living close to a corn patch. You were freaking.
I was in it. Yeah, I was in it.
Dude, no, dude. You're telling me until the so in the late '80s.
Yep.
I was about to release a giant F bomb. I was about to go.
Bleh. Yeah, because '87 was Girls, Girls, Girls. So I was into Motley Crue and Skid Row and all those dudes. Not really Van Halen. But I still like Hagar better than
the Diamond one?
Yeah, I don't.
Really?
Yeah. Have you ever pulled up YouTube and listened to some of the isolated vocal tracks?
Oh,
where he's doing all those falsetto screeches?
Yeah.
I mean,
running with the devil is the best one.
It sounds it's ridiculous, but like pitch quality and tone quality, it's accurate. It just sounds stupid out of context. But yeah. I still prefer Hagar.
Let's take a vote quick.
And we'll just ignore that Sharon was ever around.
Oh, yeah.
And I like Sharon in Extreme.
I remember that. They were in like an igloo in that video.
I've never watched the video.
I think I remember seeing that.
But I had the Double Live Van Halen and whatever the album was, it had Pound Cake and all those hits on it.
Well, I'm more into the David Lee Roth.
I'm all about the Diamond one.
And me, I don't know. I like the albums better, and all that. But Hagar is great, but I just don't necessarily like them in Van Halen.
Well, K Can we agree that they did Michael Anthony wrong?
Yes.
Eloy, do we have a third?
What? Because they kicked his butt out of the band.
You can say ass. It's okay to say ass.
I can say ass, but I can't say
yes.
The guy, solid bass player, solid harmonies. No reason to kick him out, except for a stupid little feud.
Well, didn't they need whose son? It's Van Halen's son, right? That plays who's playing bass now?
Yeah, Wolfgang is now. When's the last time you saw a bass player get center stage? Like they gave him center stage, like he was literally right behind. Because I mean, Roth really wasn't center stage when they played. He was all over the place.
You got to be a virtuoso like Billy Sheehan in Mr. Big, or you got to be the lead singer like Geddy Lee or Doug Pinnick from King's X.
Yeah, but he did too.
Oh yeah, he totally did. Yeah,
you know, he did right because reason.
I guess you could say Nikki Sixx got some of that too, but he's nowhere near as good of a player as Michael Anthony.
Yeah.
Well, I like Van Halen. Totally, totally dig it. I'll tell you briefly my first Van Halen. I've told this story before, but it's funny because I've got a few albums from that. A friend of mine, after school, I think it was early junior high, we get off the bus and we go to his house and he hooked me up with his brother's record collection, or a bunch of them. And in there was Van Halen 2. Yeah, Van Halen 2. And I brought it home and freaking loved it, man. And just kept going from there. So that was how I got it on record, which was great. That's all I got.
What else you got on that big bad board? Actually, we didn't get a verdict from Ryan.
Yeah, what's Ryan think about that?
No opinion on Van Halen, Ryan's, everybody?
Ryan's, I don't like Van Halen at all.
Really?
No version.
He's like, who?
Yeah, Van Halen who? Well, I'm familiar with the music. I just don't like it.
Well, you have to listen to the... if with any of these bands from back in the day, if you put on headphones, the cool thing about that... So for me, I put on headphones, and what happens is you can hear the stereo mix, like Van Halen, the first one. You can hear that stereo mix, how they mixed it, and you can totally trip out in that world that they're creating. And it was really awesome, because nowadays you put on a headset for these brand new songs, and you can't hear the – it's all so in your face. It's like coming every – but before, you'd hear a little bit here, a little bit – they're still rocking to the max – but you could hear differentiation between the instruments, and we've lost dynamic range. I don't know the specifics, but there's an actual argument. I think it's called the loudness war. Have you guys heard of the loudness war?
Nope.
No.
Come on.
I have not.
Bales has. He's a freaking musician.
Yeah, they really crank it. They push the noise floor up. They slam everything to the top. You don't get any space. You don't get a lot of the stereo image.
Right. It ruins, like, music today. It what happens is that they crush by using compressors and limiters so that they get louder than their competitor bands. But what happens is that it ends up that everybody's so loud. So you'll have a bass or a drum. Let's say, like, the drum, you hit it, and it's got that boom and that, you know, fading of that drum. So all these things,
it's got some breath to it,
right? Or even the attack, when somebody hits a chord softly or harder, like say Stevie Ray Vaughan, for instance, or you know, you reduce it. So all these dynamics are lost on today's music, and people don't even freaking know it because they're all millennials. They have no freaking idea what used to, unless they're very, very, very into going back and listening to things on headphones and are into it. But in the general public, they have no friggin' idea. It's all to 11, and it sucks. It really does.
Well, I don't think listening to it on headphones would change my opinion of them, though.
If you were stoned, it would.
No, but I like a lot of bands from that era, just not them.
You're very opinionated. You know that? I've realized that with music. When you make a decision on something, or even movies, when you decide that you don't like something, you don't give the, you just say, I don't, I just don't like them. And all of a sudden, that's it. That's gospel. There's no bending. There's no, going back.
I'd say he's more binary than opinionated. He just has a switch. Yes or no. Boop, nope, boop. He's like a separator in a manufacturing plant. Like, nope, don't like it. Yep, 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 nope, nope, yep. But you have to remember that Ryan was coming up in age. One of the first bands that he was into was Papa Roach, and they were already slamming the volumes at that point.
Yeah, but yeah, no, they've been slamming the volume for, I mean, compressors have been around forever, but what I'm saying is that now at this point in time, it's freaking ridiculous, dude. All
right.
You really don't have, I mean, okay, I don't know if you guys like jazz, but if you listen to jazz records, they don't do that. So what happens is you can hear, like, if it's a trumpet, and then you can hear the breath of the guy when it goes, and then I'm like, and you can hear the drum going. You can hear these things, and what happens is that's good freaking because you're in that space. But now, like, let's say you're dumbass freaking, what are they called? That three-piece band that you guys all buy tickets for? What are they?
No one tell them.
They're not a three-piece band. I'm
the bullshit grandpa act.
I knew what he meant, though.
Yeah, no, we all do because he knows what he's saying. He just does this thing where he pretends he forgets.
Dude, look, the grunge.
It's not grunge.
The Poopers, okay, with the grunge.
Grunge was like 2 or 3 years, Eloy. Let it go.
He did the walk away. He's out.
The grunge killed my lawn.
Yeah, he hits a distortion pedal with a hammer every time he walks in the door. Damn you, distortion pedal. Killed the 80s. It was so good.
You killed all the music I loved.
I was just fine with my flanger. It was wonderful. Now it's not there anymore. Yeah. I can't believe that you don't like David Lee Roth, Bales.
I already know Bales is freaking.
I don't like him. I don't. I prefer Hagar.
Really?
No.
Yeah,
I think
he's a stronger. Shtick. He's a stronger singer.
I know your shtick, dude.
No, I don't.
You're here for controversy. You're not gonna say what you really, 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 really think of a thing because you just want controversy.
And
social destruction. You are chaos.
See, the thing about David Lee Roth is swing big every time, and sometimes it just didn't land. You don't land every punch when you throw it like that, but when he did, it was great.
I appreciate the swagger.
Yeah, big high kick.
I can't talk with these people anymore. I can't. When you get close to the good stuff, the music of the day, of back in the day, of the day, I'm still there.
What day was that?
I wasn't listening to anything, but everything you listen to sucks, Eloy.
If I'm going back to like
you're gonna have enemies across the spectrum out there with our thousands of fans. They're gonna start getting. Are our fans mostly in the millennial camp? Because my goodness,
I doubt it. And it's only like tens of fans, so it doesn't matter. Scratched.
Digits.
Are fives of tens of fans, but. When you go throwing around the millennial, that actually technically
it's offensive.
Ryan and I fall into that category.
Divisive.
Yeah.
We don't need to be casting dispersions amongst people because of when they were born.
So wait a second. Do you identify as a millennial?
No, people identify me as one though. That's the thing about
millennials. I said millennials, and you're putting yourself in that camp. And Ryan is I heard Ryan as you guys. Ryan said, "Yeah, so you guys are actually, you know, you're taking that sort of mantle. You're taking that onto yourselves.
No, you shut your mouth.
Do you want me to flap my scarf at you? I will flap my scarf at you, sir. I said good day.
Look, no, I don't consider myself part of the whiny, bitch-ass millennial group at all. The self-entitled, spoiled brats.
No, and you're not. And look, I'm going to be honest with you, Ryan, and you're not. But when it comes to this music situation and you're attacking of 80s awesomeness.
What am I attacking?
David Lee Roth.
Well, it's because he sucks.
No, that's you know what you're doing is you're going to create a situation where people that like your opinion or that listen to this and they're not aware of David Lee Roth, they're going to say, without listening to David Lee Roth, say David Lee Roth sucks. And then
you've
completely severed a whole line of generations of people from listening to Van Halen.
Then my job was done.
All I'm saying is if it would have broken out with Hagar and not David Lee Roth, no one would have given a shit. Like,
no, but that's not accurate, guys. No, honestly, look. Yeah,
it's very accurate.
All I know is one of them makes decent tequila. That's all I know.
That's Sammy Hagar.
All right.
Yeah, but I just want to say this. You may think, you know, you may say this and that, but I remember back in the day when David Lee Roth was ousted or left. I don't remember exactly what the story was. People were freaking upset, dude.
Remember that album with People Steve Vai?
Upset. They were upset, dude.
Oh, his solo album with Steve Vai? He had some heavy. Yeah, he had some good players.
He did not. I have that on vinyl. I'll have to go pull it out, but. He didn't screw around when it came to putting musicians around him.
No.
He's like, well, if I'm not going to be in Van Halen, he's like, might as well empty the clip on people to play.
That album was great, by the way.
It was him with his face painted. What the hell was the name of that album?
It had Nights in Buffalo. It had a lot of great songs on there. I'm Just a Gigolo.
Lumani.
Yeah, yeah, you are.
Yeah, just jiggling. That's the jiggling theme song. Just the
jiggling.
It was called. Damn it! I have that album, by the way. It's not Skyscraper was one of them, but this one was. Oh, goodness gracious!
I just don't understand why you're allowed to say that everything from the '90s sucks, without any back. I mean, there is backlash from us.
Eat them and smile.
You don't expect any backlash, but when we say something from the 80s sucks, you're not having that.
Yeah.
Because here's the problem, because you're being judgmental, and I'm coming from a place of reason and evidence.
Eat 'em and Smile.
Eat 'em and Smile is the name of the album.
I don't care either way, Eloy.
No, well, I do.
I know you do.
Well, no, because look, it's very... You have to understand, it's very offensive to attack the 80s when the 90s were so shitty.
Well, that's just like your opinion.
I enjoyed the 90s. Opinion,
man. Yeah.
Yes, I mean, that relativism that you guys are displaying, that's what's wrong with the world today. It's relativism? It's all your opinion, man. It's like groovy, you know? No, dude.
This comes from a guy that says, dude, every fifth word. I mean, I know I'm guilty, too. I can smell my own, but get your head out of your ass, Eloy. You've got to be kidding me on that one. You're going to call us out for being laissez-faire like that?
Of course.
You're as easygoing as the rest of us. Come on,
man. I'm easygoing, but when I see my buddies, my friends.
By the way, we're on the same side of this argument. I'm team... David Lee Roth.
Yeah. Okay, then, so why are we arguing? You're just a contrarian, man.
You're the contrarian, and I'm tired of... I'm calling you on your bullshit here tonight.
You know why we fight? You want to know why we fight?
Because
the makeup sex is so good?
One, that's part of it. Two...
It's Bales.
No, it's because you're Sicilian.
Oh, I'm maybe an eighth.
I thought he was reptilian.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he has a strip in the middle that's Sicilian. You can tell by the size.
Yeah.
He's flush.
I'm gonna reveal Brian Bales' flush story. It started, guys, just for the listeners out here, for our fans and friends.
I'm both just of you?
Say, oh, no, go ahead, Bales. No, go ahead.
Oh, you said just both of the fans.
for our two fans, I'm going to... Right. I'm just gonna
summarize it. 12 is 6 and 6 is flush.
Yeah. Brian Bales had this whole thing, that's this whole conversation, and he says, yeah, but we're not going to go into it. And then we all say, fine. And then Ryan presses the record button. All of a sudden, Bales says, Eloy, flush. And then it starts. What the hell? See, so that's his tactic.
It's a good tactic.
It could have been worse. You could have started it in negative numbers. At least you started square.
What else is on the board, Doc?
Okay.
Finally cross some of these off.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's cross off Van Halen.
Van Halen was a touchy subject for me.
Why did we take such a long time to hit the whiteboard?
Because like it's a slow burn.
Yeah.
I'd like to come back around to the stalactite thing. I don't know why I found that so funny.
Yeah. Why?
Brought up memories?
Okay. Well,
no, not really. It's just the image.
I mean, no, not really, but yeah, kind of.
Well, no, you posted up a picture, and you said we finally discovered an old photo of Ryan's room, and it's just the most funny. I sat there,
hey man,
and laughed.
You've been doing these cool promos by taking the potato picture and like overlaying some video, and I thought that was so cool, and I was trying to find my own thing. So now I'm trying to like pull little gems out of the episodes weekly that are relevant. Throw them up on the page, say referenced in episode blah blah blah. And I thought I stumbled on something that was not working for us.
Something dawned on me when I saw that no one even asked how Bales got that picture because he was laying in the bed beside me.
That's true.
Okay, see that would be a disturbing thought. But it's funny because
I like how every week we say something's disturbing. It's like, is it really disturbing anymore or surprising? Well,
I clutch my pearl. Oh, I've never in my life seen anything. Okay, sorry.
Did you say punch your pearl?
Clutch my pearls.
Oh, you come up with the weirdest phrases.
I'm not coming up with these. These are things that have been downloaded into my head by other people I know.
That's... Yeah, but I've never heard of them before. It's like you share phrases with my great, 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 great grandpappy. Like, what was the other one? Like, what were you saying? You were thinning out the soup? What the hell?
Stretch the soup.
Stretch the soup.
Yeah, what was that?
Stretch the soup means you dilute or try to, like, anytime you're trying to just add something to. So if you don't have a lot to talk about, you would just kind of bullshit for a minute to be like, oh, all right. It's kind of what we do here a lot of the time. Like, you know, we've got nothing to say. Just stretch the soup a little bit. Yeah.
You throw things out that I'm like, what the hell is he talking about? So clutch your pearl means to grab.
To like be like, yeah, imagine like an old woman with like the old, you know, set of pearls on there. And oh my goodness. You know what I mean? Like, I'm so shocked by what you're saying right now.
Got it.
That's what all the hip cats are saying these days, right? All the cool kids down at the pharmacy.
Yeah, because when I was growing up, pearl necklace was something totally different. So what else is on the board, Doc?
Okay.
Nice segue.
Nice
word.
Yeah. Morning routines is what do you do with your morning? Early riser? Do you get up before you have to do stuff? Do you eat?
I'm curious how that got on the whiteboard.
Yeah.
As I thought of things, I wrote it down.
Oh, okay. I thought you wrote stuff down as we were recording episodes.
Some of it, yes. Some of it is just like the Van Halen, just topics I've thought of and as I've...
Okay, so this is a Doc question.
This is a Doc topic.
Looks like you're starting then.
Oh, okay. I wake up now that I have kids early enough to make sure everybody's got to be where they got to be. And I don't usually eat breakfast until I get to work. I've never been to like a get right up and be able to throw chow down my throat. I'm usually nauseous until about 9:30 a.m. every day.
Are you pregnant?
I might be, since I was 12. No, but honestly, as long as I can remember, like when I wake up in the morning, like I'm just kind of like, I can't eat right now.
Coffee. Man, you didn't. So like no getting up, you got to take a leak first thing or anything like that?
Oh, implied, yeah. Wake up. Yeah,
evacuate. We paid for the ticket.
You know, wake up, okay.
Whole experience.
Wake up, evacuate.
Yeah.
So are you a morning pooer?
Does that
mean... No, double evacuation.
Does that mean taking a shit?
Yep. It does, yeah.
Double evacuation.
That's actually first order of business. Before everybody else is up, that way I don't have to have people, I gotta pee, banging on the door.
Have you ever been constipated?
Yes.
In the morning?
No.
Okay.
Recently?
Not really.
Is your stool hard or soft?
Okay, and that's where I'm gonna stop answering the questions. So then coffee. We're percolator people. I have one of the electric perk pots that your grandmother has because I enjoys it.
Like, and the old school octagonal metal one?
I have that one, but that's for stovetop.
Okay.
That's my not now because it's warm out, so I won't drink coffee after dinner, like when it's hot outside. But in the wintertime when I'm trying to stay up, that's my after dinner. I go to the Bialetti cast aluminum coffee maker.
Have you ever used a bidet?
No.
Would you like to try one?
No.
To drink out of or to wash your butt?
I think it's safe to drink out of.
What, the bidet or your butt?
Both.
Ooh.
Are you I'll be right over. Chugger.
Let me see what tickets to Sweetwater are running.
Yeah, so never been, like I said, much into like being able to, like, oh, I got to eat right away. I have friends of mine that were in the Army that, like, the minute their feet hit the ground, they're like, I got to eat something right now.
Yeah, I can't do that either.
Anybody else a coffee drinker?
Yep.
Yeah.
All day.
All day?
Yep.
All day. You've been drinking coffee all day.
Well, it's free coffee in the office, so.
Oh, that'll do you in.
Oh, yeah. I usually stop around 2 p.m.
Yeah, I fill one of those big man crafting mugs, and that's my allotment for the day.
That's yeah.
I try not to go past that.
I'm way over that.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's screwed up. How about you, Ryan?
No, man. I think I just wake up, take a leak. I am a first thing eater.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't gain this fabulous physique any other way.
So do you wake up hungry or it's just routine?
Just routine. Not hungry. Just knock it down because I don't eat lunch till like 1 or 2 o'clock. And I know if I don't, I'll be freaking hungry by then.
Okay.
I drink coffee, but it's not a part of my routine. It's just mostly in the winter. But I will drink you guys call it soda. We call it pop. But I'll drink a pop first thing in the morning to get my caffeine fix.
I call it pop.
Oh, yeah. You're from Midwest, aren't you?
Yep.
So I'll do that. And then I hop straight on online and do all our businessy stuff for our website and our YouTube channel and other stuff that we do online. And write some website articles before I leave for my regular job. That's about it.
So you have a...
Super exciting.
What time is this first pop?
Like 6:05.
What is it? Like a Mountain Dew? Like a serious pop?
Diet Pepsi. I don't like regular pop.
Okay.
And it tastes like crap.
Now
I think the diet tastes like crap. It's got that weird aftertaste.
Yeah.
Well, I grew up with my dad being diabetic. So he always drank Diet Pop.
Okay.
Right.
He maybe should have switched to water, but...
Right. You know. Well, I mean, he was diabetic, like, later in life, found out he was, and then he switched to diet by the time I was old enough to, you know, they were letting me drink Pop.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was always diet, and I had a regular Pop once, and I was just like, man, this is a lot of freaking sugar.
Yeah, it's crazy. And
it's just not good. I don't like a lot of sugar anyway.
So not a lot of sugar... Bad. 6:05 a.m. Good.
Now, do you drive to work? Or
yes.
You don't have subways, right?
No. No.
Subways? go buy a sandwich at one.
I mean, we have a commuter rail, the subway.
No, I drive my big old...
I knew you weren't jumping on a horse and carriage, but I just wasn't sure.
Load up in my big old Dodge truck and drive for about a half hour usually. Because we always work out of town most of the time.
Oh, that's right. Your job sites change.
Yep.
Is it me, or did you skip when you poop?
I'm always willing to share. I am a sharer.
So does that mean, what the heck does that mean?
I am an early morning pooper.
Okay, because you skip right over.
It's usually about an hour after I'm up.
Let's... Gravity has to kick in.
Yeah, yeah. Gotta get that pop through me.
Once that pop gets going, I was just gonna say once that part of me hits the
little carbonation on the back end pushes.
Well, I am curious though, because like, what do you eat for breakfast when you do eat breakfast before we go on to the next person?
Me?
Yeah, you said you eat breakfast usually at work.
Oh, I'll that's at 9:30 right now. One day a week, I'll have a breakfast sandwich and I won't have lunch that day. Try not to eat anything like every day. I try not to eat a big lunch or a big breakfast. So I only eat one meal, like one big meal a day. I've been eating like a cheese stick or two cheese sticks at break. I've been trying to eat like not a lot right now, like for breakfast. I've been trying to wait to lunch to eat. And it's been feeling a little bit better because of it. I was having some stomach issues there for a little bit.
These cheese sticks.
Real cheese.
Are we talking string cheese?
Yeah.
And do you actually pull the strings or you just eat it like a stick?
I eat it like a savage, no stringing.
Me too. I don't. Yeah. And everyone tells me you're supposed to string it off. That's.
I have dirty hands. The last thing I want to be doing is just handling my food. I keep it in the, so I don't touch it.
Yeah. Yep.
Like some mixed nuts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Continuation from last week.
Yep. Keep it going. Can I get it going?
Jesus.
One more time. Can I get another round of applause from Peanut Gallery?
Nuts.
No, but that's lately been what's going on.
Yeah.
If I'm home, Saturdays and Sundays, I'll make breakfast. You know, regular. Bacon, eggs, ham, some sort of meat.
I don't know how these people wake up every day of the week and make eggs and crap like that. Who's got time for that?
I'm guessing Eloy wakes up every day, sings some Disney song, makes breakfast for Vigo. Tell us all about it.
He drinks six raw eggs like Rocky.
Yeah.
No, but this whole thing with you guys talking about particularly the coffee part, I think about this and it's a little worrisome because every morning when I wake up, the first thing I do before taking a leak, before anything, I open the door and let the dog out. And then I go without even any, I make a pot of coffee. And right after I drink that, and I drink one cup, and that's it for the rest of the day. Just one cup. Too much, it's like your nerves are, just way over. I like to be more calm than, but I need that coffee. I've been doing this for years and years and years. And it's like right once I drink that coffee, I got to go like nobody's business, dude. And what worries me is that what if I don't drink it? Does that mean that I'll get blocked and not be able to poop?
Try it.
Because I've been doing this for years and decades.
Well, now, let me ask you a question. Do you throw a lip in before that?
What do I throw in? What?
A dip.
Oh, dip.
I don't want to tip your hand here, but I know when I used to chew tobacco, that was usually what started the proceedings for me.
Yeah, no, I don't. Just drinking the coffee, and all of a sudden...
Also, you make a whole pot of coffee and then only drink a cup out of it?
Yeah, because if you do, well, you can do a little bit. You can do a little bit, but it's not the same. You make a pot. I'm used to that. It might be wasteful, but just to say, my worry is that if I had to go to the bathroom prior to drinking the coffee, but I didn't feel like it until I drank the coffee, and I've been doing that for decades. Does that mean that, I'm going to need that for the rest of my life? If not, I'll just be freaking constipated forever? I mean, that sort of thought crosses my mind.
So what you're saying is your morning routine is wake up, start a pot of coffee, and then contemplate your bowel movements for the past decade or two.
It's a thought that crosses my mind every now and then. I'm saying, man, I'm really going... for a dump right now, and that coffee triggered it. Does that mean that coffee is forever like linked with me? You know, it's a drug.
It's funny you say that, because if I drink office coffee, I'm fine. If I do like a Keurig or a French press at home, I'm fine. But the minute I drink a Dunkin' Donuts, I'm off. Like I rent Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, you said that once.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. So I don't know if it's the cream they use or if it's like something with the actual the bean. Right. But I don't even get through a quarter of the coffee and I'm up pulling Eloy duty. It's bad.
And you don't have this reaction from anything else.
Nope.
Wow. So Bales does not run on Duncan. Bales runs to the bathroom on Duncan. Yeah.
No, Bales runs to the bathroom on Duncan.
Is this any Dunkin' Donuts or just a certain? Yeah,
any Dunkin's. Okay. Doesn't happen with Starbucks. Doesn't happen with Mary Lou's. I don't know if you have Mary Lou's where you're from.
Nope.
That same thing happens to me. And I found it curious because it happened once and I said, oh, coincidence. But I had an instinct. And then when it was repeatedly happening, I realized that, no, there's a correlation here. Checkers. I just buy their burger with cheese combo. Every time I eat that, within a half hour, I'm like, oh, boy. Come on.
All right. That's another topic, though. I'm going to write that down. What gives you bad gut? So let's go. Morning routines. Who's up?
I think Bales is up.
Oh, morning routine. I wake up Monday through Friday at 7:08.
Yes.
Oddly specific. I set my alarm clock for 7:08 because I tried different times to see how long it took me to get to the office to make sure I'm punched in correctly. And that was like the perfect. Because I don't want to get up any earlier than I have to because I'm a musician and I will sleep till noon if possible. So I get up at 7:08. I go to the bathroom while I brush my teeth at the exact same time.
I don't believe you.
Yes, I do. Because sometimes going to the bathroom at 43 can take an extended period of time. And you're supposed to brush your teeth for 2 minutes, Eloy.
Okay, but...
So, yeah, I'm not, like, dancing around. I'm not, like, brushing so vigorously that I'm shaking all over and pissing all over the floor.
So you stuff,
that's what you're thinking.
So you stuff that brush with that gel, and you pop it in your mouth. You sit on the toilet, and that's your – this is
– Wait. I don't sit on the toilet to pee.
Oh, you stand. Yeah. Oh, okay. No, because we were focused on crapping.
No, I don't do that in the morning. So. I
heard you brushing and crapping, but go ahead.
No. I go to the bathroom and brush my teeth at the same time. As you can see, I don't comb my hair. I just let it do whatever. After that, I go back into the bedroom. I throw some clothes on.
I walk downstairs. I don't want to interrupt you. You added the hair. The hair didn't even come into play, and you're here focused on your. Just continue.
Well, I don't. If anyone's seen my hair, they can see that I don't brush it. It just does whatever it wants. It's full of cowlicks. If you're familiar with that term, cowlicks.
Yeah.
Calyx is why my head is shaved.
Yeah, so I throw clothes on, and I have one of those crazy minds, and I don't like to think about clothes, so I only own black jeans. I own like one style of jeans, one color, so I don't have to think about it. Underwear, the same undershirt, and it's just a random t-shirt. I just grab it and I go. Run downstairs. I don't run. Grab my lunch out of the fridge, grab my keys, wallet, boom. Right to the truck, no breakfast. And I drive 8 miles to the office, and I'm working by like 7:45. And then I eat an apple, and I start drinking coffee from 8 a.m. all the way to 2 p.m.
That's impressive.
So have you been constipated?
Nope.
Okay. No, he eats apples and drinks coffee.
Apple, and I eat like a second breakfast around 10, and then I eat lunch at 1. I leave work at 4. I get home by 4:30.
You're like a freaking hobbit. You have 11sies.
I get home by 4:30 and I'm pooping. I'm an afternoon pooper.
Ooh. That's weird, dude.
Is it?
The PMBM, if you will.
It's really inconvenient if I have like afternoon plans because I will not go in any public restroom. I will only go in my house. It's very inconvenient.
I gotta poop right now. I'll be back.
He really left.
Well, he had to go.
All this talk about pooping got his bowels all hot and bothered.
Well, could you imagine if he was like trying to hold it and then we just got on topic?
He was getting a bubble gut.
Yep, bubble guts.
He probably had checkers today.
So,
yeah, I had checkers. I'm kind of jealous now.
So Eloy gets it from the checkers. Bales, you get bubble guts from the
Dunkin's.
Dunkin's. Ryan, what gives you the bubble guts?
Some McDonald's food does.
Some McDonald's food.
Here's a fun fact. You talking like bubble guts? Like, can it be vomiting?
Yeah, whatever. No.
Chili powder. I instant. Like, if we eat chili, I'm done. I'm throwing up all night.
The bubble guts is when you feel your lower intestines just going.
You know
that your sphincter is going to give out.
It's something on the McDonald's breakfast menu. I know that.
It's a McGriddle.
I don't know.
My dad calls that the LBP, lower belly pains. He's like, as soon as you get that lower belly pain, you know it's on. You feel it. He's like, it's like a warning light comes on. He's like, boop, boop. Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah. Like the low fuel light.
Yep.
Yep. You know you're screwed.
Yeah. Toilet light. Check toilet light.
I was kind of hoping Eloy would come back all sweaty and looking like he just...
I'll tell you what gets to me is not cheap pizza, like delivery pizza. If I have a slice of Domino's pizza, it's on.
Really?
The cheese? That, lactose?
I don't know. I can eat...
No, because you're down on cheese sticks, so...
I can eat cheese like the wind blows. That doesn't get to me. Something about maybe the tomato sauce, but Pizza Hut does the same thing. If I eat like non-pizzeria pizza... Oh, it's awful. I would imagine I couldn't even get home in time.
So you like the dirty pizza. That's what we call it.
Dirty?
The dirty pizza. Yeah, made in a local, not dirty, but like the mom and pop's
pizzerias.
Yes. We just call them dirty pizzas.
Yeah, it sounds like it might be a preservative that's triggering you.
Probably. I try to stay away from those places. There's not a lot of those around. There is a Domino's. My son calls it the pizza cop because the guy that delivers the pizzas during then is a white car with the thing on top. So
that's pizza great.
Cop.
Yeah. Pizza cop. He always wants to get the pizza cop. And I was like, no, because that'll make me sick. Can't eat the pizza cop.
What else is on the whiteboard, Doc?
All right.
I think we got Eloy's morning, didn't we?
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. All right. What's next?
You can read them out loud and see what you're picking for us, aren't you?
I'm trying. Some of it doesn't make sense.
Well, that's what we want.
I do that all the time. I write notes for myself, thinking like, "Yeah, this is gonna be brilliant." The next day,
what
was I talking about?
Here's another one that I'm interested in, because I'm not a fan, Eloy. I don't think has much of a choice in this matter just because where he lives. But shorts. Do you guys wear shorts?
Oh.
Because I don't care for shorts.
I don't either.
I'm going to go out on a limb as bring back that millennial talk. I wish like the man capri was like something that was a thing. I need something in between like the ridiculously humongous shorts that dudes wear when you've got to go out and like pants. There needs to be something else.
Back in the 80s?
I see your face is puzzled, Ryan. I'm talking about like three-quarter pants.
I'm just trying to figure out.
Like clam diggers?
Yeah, like set high waters.
Clam diggers?
Like Milhouse. Milhouse had the look that I was talking about.
Yeah.
Back in the 80s? In gym? You know? PE or whatever?
No, your gym teacher had the shortest damn shorts you've ever seen.
Yes. Because
he was flashing his balls out like he was getting paid by Nike to advertise.
Bullcrap. He worked at Dangles.
Yeah.
This was his night gig.
All shorts for men or for boys and girls, all of them were tight to, I mean, just freaking to everybody. And it was just appropriate at the time. If you go back and look at 80s freaking PE gear
go watch a highlight from an 80s NBA game.
No,
it's like hot pants.
It was unbelievable. The thing is that, you know, I kept wearing those for a long time, and you grow into it. Well, because sometimes you have to run, you know, your friends call you and stuff. At one time, all I had was those shorts, and nothing else. My friends called me, I remember. Say, hey, dude, we're going to go and do this, a record store, and da-da-da-da. And come on, man, we're heading over to your house. I'm like, guys, and they come over. Come on, dude, let's go. I was like, all my clothes was, like, dirty. I had to do a wash. All I had was those shorts and cowboy boots. And I wore it, dude. I wore it. It was the worst decision that one could ever make, dude. We had to stop by. I said, yeah, but I'm going to stay in the car, dude, and this and that. And then when we go to your house, you know, to listen to the record or whatever, I'm staying in the car. I don't care because we're going to buy an album that just came out or whatever. So I stayed in the car throughout the whole thing. We get to the guy's house and, all right, let's go. And I quickly got out of the car, ran to, you know, to his bedroom, and his father comes out. And he's like, hey, what are you all? And we're all, everybody's dressed normal. I'm dressed with cowboy boots and tight little shorts, dude.
And he's like, you're with me, sweetie.
What the hell are you supposed to be?
That was a true, that's a true freaking story, dude.
That reminds me of my dad mowing the yard in his cut off jean shorts, the long tube socks that like almost came up to your knees with the red and blue stripes, and his work boots. Like he'd get home and take off his work pants and put on his dang there Daisy Dukes. That was in the '80s.
Please tell me that the jeans were not shorter than the pockets.
No.
Oh, whew.
That's a travesty, isn't it?
That's back when your knees sprung a hole, you were just like, I got some new jorts.
Right. Like,
good. I got some new grass. These are my new yard working shorts.
Right.
I'm going to let them fray naturally.
And I remember watching him mow the yard, and he would like, it was like he was running. Like he would mow it so freaking fast.
That's because everyone was doing exercise.
He was like jazzercising, mower size.
Mower size.
Yeah, pop the hip. Pop the hip.
There was this.
And bag that grass. Bag that grass.
There was this horrible fashion. Remember Saved by the Bell, that show back in the day?
Yeah.
You mean that 90s show?
Yeah. There was a horrible fashion. And, well, no, it wasn't 90s. It was freaking 80s, dude. 80s and I guess went to the 90s. I don't know. But can you look that up?
Yeah.
But they had these things where it was like parachute type.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And they taper to your legs, and then but the around the waist and hips, it was like a big baggy thing. I think
like MC Hammer pants.
They weren't quite they were like dress up pants, but they had it looked like freaking Genie or something, but not as
Z Cavaricci's.
The Z Cavaricci's, dude, that was a bad style
parachute pants.
I owned a few, yeah, but the parachute, the MC Hammer ones were really exaggerated.
Yeah,
I had a few pair of those pants in junior high. What a travesty!
Saved by the Bell was 89 to 93.
Wow, yeah. It seemed like that show was on a lot longer than that.
Yeah,
well, it's on right now. Turn on the TV, and I guarantee right. You there's an episode on right now.
It's like TBS or something.
Yeah, it's on.
So, Doc, you're not a fan of the shorts?
No. First of all, I have neon white legs, and the rest of my body tans pretty well. I've got that nice olive oil skin.
Yeah, me too, except from the waist down. And my legs are like, it looks like I'm running around on Q-tips.
Being that I come from a little Italian town, I they call them tomato pole legs because there's the tomato poles that hold the tomatoes up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know, from wearing pants and rolling around, my legs are white and it looks like I had skin grafts at one time, but I didn't. Yeah, it's not a good look.
See,
like, I have to take them out. It looks like I just put fresh batteries in them.
I wore shorts as a kid, but none of my, like my dad didn't, my uncle, my grandfather, none of them did, because they all grew up on farms, and you don't wear shorts on the farm because if you're working in the field or the tall grass, it just cuts the shit out of you. So you learn to just wear the, and you get used to the heat.
Yeah, my grandfather was.
I wear jeans all year round up here. People think I'm crazy.
It's got to be hot for me to wear shorts.
Z Cavaricci's were popular from 1984 to 1987.
I had a pair.
We should try to bring some of these styles back.
You're selling them online.
We should get a set.
Hell no.
Are they new or vintage?
Ew. You know how many stalactites filled those pants with that parachute thing?
Eesh. You usually take off your pants for that activity.
Boy. Usually.
Yeah, usually.
Chicks look better with the Z cap. They look better with everything, but it's just so stupid on a guy.
That was a style, dude.
I know it was horrible, dude. I just totally
regret feathered hair, the mullets. We had a lot of stupid styles in the 80s.
Dude, it really was, dude.
It was. That's why I welcomed the 90s, like ripped jeans and rock t-shirts. That was more my speed.
Okay, that was okay. In that regard, you're right.
But in that regard, you're right. Pre-flannel stage. I'll give you that.
No, you and I can be on the flannel. No. Was good. Flannel was good.
I disagree.
No, I'll tell you when flannel jumped a shark. It's when flannel went from something you wore as a shirt to something you wore as a waist accessory. Mm. When it became the tied around the waist, that is when flannel became when people were wearing them as a flannel shirt. And then I only say that because I come from a rural area, a lot of hunters. Like,
so you approve of the Pearl Jam flannel usage?
I approve, unless it, like I said, I'm not an around the waist guy. Mm. If you wear your flannel, good. If it gets too hot for your flannel, throw it on the floor.
I was really hoping you were.
What?
You know.
Do I? I don't think I do. Right over this guy's head.
Yeah.
All right. Are we going back to the big board?
Yeah.
Wheel of whiteboard. All right.
Yeah, he's just scanning for the ones he wants. Dick.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's doing. I totally
called him. Shouldn't I be?
Well, it's random.
Yeah. We should all participate in knowing what the hell's going on.
Nope.
You know?
Well, okay.
Leading the witness.
All right, hold on. I'll read what's left. And then there's just random stuff. We did morning routine, so that's off the list. Sunday movie. I was saying, what movies do you guys remember being on all the time? Like, what movie would you stop if you saw it was on TV? Back when stuff was just on, remember?
Okay.
Do you guys have a movie that you were into? Like Big? Big was on every Sunday afternoon.
Was it?
You know, I think there was for a time.
Not specifically, but we used to... So back in the day, we used to go and... well, my grandparents would come in and visit us here in Sweetwater. Because back then, this area was... away from Miami. Now it's part of Miami.
With a plate of cheese. We recall this story.
Well, in that case, I went to visit my grandparents at downtown Miami, Little Havana, or the outskirts of. But here they'd come and visit us on Sundays out here in Sweetwater. And my grandfather'd come over, they'd cook. And then right at noon, I think it was, and into the afternoon, there'd be a back-to-back of Tarzan, the old Tarzan, and what was the Tarzan and the two comedy guys,
Abbott and Costello?
And Abbott and Costello with the Mummy or the Invisible Man or whatever. And we had those two back-to-back every Sunday for I don't know how long, and that was very memorable to me because it was fun, you know, to watch Tarzan, and then we had the other shows. So that's what I remember.
I remember watching Three Stooges on Sunday with my great grandfather, who spoke no English, and he'd sit there and he'd laugh. And the Three Stew. I just remember calling him the Three Stew. And we'd sit there and he'd laugh and he'd say stuff to me, and I'd have no clue. I'd be like, "Yeah, whatever, Pop." One of those big floor model TVs.
Oh, the consoles.
Oh yeah, I'll tell you what. My grandparents' house is in the process of being sold right now, like the family homestead. And that was, I had to drag out one of them monster TVs. Oh. And I'll come clean now. I told my mom and my aunt, oh, yeah, I'm going to take it out. No problem. Right. And as soon as everyone left, I just smashed it in the basement and took it out in parts. I was like, there is just no way on God's green earth I'm wrestling this behemoth out of here.
You didn't want to give it to Keith Decent to make a fish tank out of?
It wasn't like regular hardwood.
Oh, OK.
It was like particle board, but it was like the first run of particle board ever where it was. It was hard particle board. It was like sawdust mixed with like Gorilla Glue.
Yeah, they had particle board back then.
Did you guys have the phenomenon in your area where when the big console TV went out, it stayed there and you just set the new TV on top of it?
I've seen that before, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Like, it's just too heavy. We're just going to use it as a TV stand now.
Yeah, why buy an entertainment center? We have this.
It's our piece of furniture right here.
Well, it was also a record. Ours had a record player and a radio and a place to put the records in. And so it was, and the speakers were hiding behind these, like this mesh with these little curtains on both sides. It was great, dude.
Except they called it the hi-fi.
Yeah, dude, the sound on those, dude, that was the record sounded like freaking nobody's business, dude. Seriously. Yeah, man, they were great.
All right, I'm going to tell you the shows that I would stop and watch, and I would still stop and watch. Goonies, Ghostbusters, and Neverending Story.
I disagree with that last one.
Come on, man, Atreyu.
I disagree with the last one. I'm sticking to that.
Isn't it within the 80s?
Oh, it's not like a blanket 80s, everything's great.
No, really?
Now it's not?
Now it's not.
I just said Z Cavaricci.
You got Saved by the Bell spanned into the 90s, so.
Right.
And you were a Screech fan.
Big fan of the Screech.
I knew it.
No, I liked the chicks, not the Screech. Give me Oh, yeah.
AC Slater wasn't a chick, dude.
Yeah.
The Lopez.
So I don't remember any movies per se, but I remember it seemed like Highlander. Was Highlander a movie or a show?
Both.
Okay, so I remember that being on a lot on like Sunday.
Maybe one.
Sunday afternoons. Xena.
Oh, yeah. And Hercules.
And the Three Stooges, like what Doc said. I remember when we'd be at my grandparents' house on a Sunday. It seemed like it was always on.
Yeah, always. Trying to think of what else. The same movies. They played the same movies. I remember the same movies being on. What was the one with...
Freaking Shawshank Redemption was on. Nah, it seemed like all the time.
When it was Savage and...
What?
Judge Reinhold and they... Was it trading space? It was Trading Places, but it was Vice Versa.
You're gonna have to somehow cut
hold
back.
Hold on, I'm right.
No. You had a.
Did you say Fred Savage?
Yeah.
You turned into a cyborg for a second.
From the Wonder Years.
Yeah.
Was it Little Monsters with Howie Mandel?
No, but that's an awesome movie. That's a good movie. maybe I got. It's Kirk Cameron.
Was it the movie where he takes his brother across country to play a video game competition?
Wiz?
Yes.
I think that was the launch of Super Mario Brothers 3.
Was it?
It was.
Shit.
They played that at the very end of that movie. That was the big deal.
It was all a slow burn to advertise a new video game? God damn
probably
it.
Probably something like that. It was Fred Savage.
Fred Savage is...
Vice Versa, 1988. Fred Savage and Judge Reinhold. It was on every Sunday.
I've never seen it.
It was it was big before big, or basically instead of big, they traded places.
Yeah. There's been several movies like that. The Jamie Lee Curtis, didn't she do one too?
Yeah. There was one with Dudley Moore and Kirk Cameron.
Kirk Cameron. Remember when Kirk Cameron's his best friend was named Boner? That's like if Eloy and I were in a sitcom, he'd be Boner.
Richard Stabone.
Right. Yeah, look. Notice how
Dart. Somehow Ryan would be stinky.
You would totally be Boner Bales.
No way.
Break. No. Yes. Way. Rick's Boner, dude. You're gonna throw Boner on me. I'm throwing Boner on you.
Oh, he's gonna throw some Boner on you. All right.
Throwing it repeatedly.
You bunch of Boner throwers.